not playing our best football, especially as a defense. It's frustrating. It's tough. But we got to fight out of this. I guarantee Atlanta's not watching tape, feeling bad for us. Nobody's feeling bad for us. So we just got to get up and play.
It's tough not to be out there with the guys. I think that's where the frustration lies. It's tough to not see us winning football games.
You know, Atlanta's always been a team who can control the clock and move the ball down the field, keeping the ball for quite a bit. So we got to try to do our best to get off the field.
I mean, they're definitely have changed from the beginning of the year to now, and so, but you know, we're just really focused on how we think they're going to play the game.
They got a crazy defense. They have variation, multiple defense. They're going to throw the book at you. You know, they're going to test us.
I expect they're going to play hard. I mean, they had a big win this past weekend, and we expect that they're going to come in and give us their best shot.
We got to make sure we're ready to play. We need this football game.
We just got to do a better job of putting points on the board, and defense has to, you know, shut the run game down. And, you know, we all collectively have to do our job in order to win games. It just can't be one-sided. We all have to be there, you know, for each other.
I think everyone has confidence in their ability to play this game and make plays. Everyone's done it in the past, so we just need to. Everyone needs to do it at the same time, and we can't have any letdown, especially in the situation we're in.
Just getting timing down with the receivers, getting timing down on some of the new plays that we have here that I haven't necessarily really ran in practice, and just kind of getting timing down just getting the communication down with O-line and the running backs and things like that.
He can make up the plays to allow us to win games. He's done in the past, and everyone in the locker room needs to stand up and play better football.
You know, we're expecting a good competitive game. They're going to come in here and they want to win as well as we do. So we're going to do a good job and prepare to win against these guys.
I clearly understand that, Atlanta's played 9 games in a dome and the other 3 haven't been further north as Carolina. But like I told our football team, that's a loser's mentality. We're not counting on the weather.
I mean, game plan doesn't change in the cold. We've played in the cold numerous times. Everybody in this locker room has played in the cold. A lot of them guys came from college playing in the cold. So try to stay balanced. Just go out there and put some points on the board.
We're just focused on each and every day and the opportunity right in front of us, and that's the Atlanta Falcons.
We got 2 prideful teams who are going to come out and play and try to get a win, and that's what it's going
to
be.
Everybody's bought into beating Atlanta. We haven't talked about the next game or what could happen. We say we need to beat Atlanta.
And we got to go out there and play the kind of football we know how to play, get back to winning. We got more than enough guys in this building that's capable of getting a win done, and we got to go find a way.
Well, I don't know why everyone keeps on saying we're not going to be in the playoffs. I mean, we got to win these 4 games, and, I mean, as of right now, you know, we need a little help from the other teams, but otherwise that's not an extreme reach. You know, we need to win.
And we care about, our chances and knowing that we're still in it. We got to win out. We need Detroit to lose 2 out of 4. The biggest part of that is us winning out, controlling what we can control. Starts this weekend. We got to get a W and root for Philly.